if I can remember turkey the words time, to this song.
Turkey time.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Okay, there. So you get the idea here. We're getting dangerously close to Thanksgiving time. If you've been in a grocery store, Mariano's or any of the others, you've seen that all the Thanksgiving stuff is out for you to prepare your Thanksgiving meals. You know, and very traditionally, most people, I guess, probably do it at home. But man, what a job it is, right? To put out your Thanksgiving meal. And more over the past few years, people are going out for Thanksgiving dinner, or they're going places where they can simply purchase their entire Thanksgiving meal already cooked, bring it back home, reheat it, and call it a day. That's becoming a big, big, big trend. We've put together a list of both restaurants where you can go enjoy Thanksgiving dinner, places that are open on Thanksgiving, where you can enjoy a great meal, or places that you can go for Thanksgiving, you know, dinner already cooked to go. We're going to go over some of those places. We've got places like in Northwest Indiana. Jack Binion's will be open on Casino Drive in Hammond, doing a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, full menu plus traditional Thanksgiving dinner. The theater at the center in Munster, Indiana, Center for Visual and Performing Arts, they do fantastic brunches there, I'm told. Because I do a show on Sunday morning, I never go out for Sunday brunch ever, but I'm told that they just on a regular basis do a fantastic brunch. And they will be open on Thanksgiving Day, doing traditional Thanksgiving dinner. $26 for adults, less for children. So if you're in that area and you're interested, you can check that out in Homewood, Illinois. Keeping it south, La Voûte Bistro in Homewood, Illinois, will be open and doing Thanksgiving dinner. Moving to the suburbs, we've got a couple of locations for you, like the Prairie Grass Cafe in Northbrook. This is a place that is doing Thanksgiving to go. So you can get your bird, stuffing, appetizers, dessert, all available, butternut squash, Brussels sprouts, pies. They've got a whole variety of things from which to choose. Prairie Grass Cafe is on Skokie Boulevard in Northbrook. Also, Gibson's Bar and Steakhouse in Oak Brook, doing a special three-course Thanksgiving meal that'll be 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. that day. Roasted butternut and acorn squash soup, roasted turkey served family style with house-made cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, stuffing, desserts, $40 for adults, $20 for children under 12. The Pheasant Run Resort out in St. Charles will be open for Thanksgiving, and they've got a buffet going all day long. The Francesca restaurants will be open, at least some of them anyway. Francesca's in Arlington Heights. That's Francesca Tavola, Francesca Fortunato in Frankfurt. The Francesca's on Chestnut Street, serving three-course Thanksgiving meals. If you want a smoked turkey, never actually had a smoked turkey. I'm told that they're really great, but I know a couple of places are doing that. They're actually closed on Thanksgiving Day. Excuse me, but you can order early and, order ahead of time. One of them is Uncle Bub's out in Westmont. It's a fantastic barbecue place. I've been there many times. Really, really great barbecue, and I'm sure their smoked turkey is fantastic, and they've got all the sides, everything you can think of. Smoke Daddy, which is on Division Street in Chicago. They've also will be closed on Thanksgiving. But you can place your orders up until November the 20th. And, for turkey, all the sides, desserts, et cetera. And another place that I wanted to bring to your attention is the Fairmont Chicago Hotel in Millennium Park. They are doing something called Thanksgiving at Home. And joining us on the phone line to talk about that is their executive sous chef, Chef Atticus Garant. Chef, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Dean. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
So tell us what Thanksgiving at Home is at the Fairmont Chicago.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, based on some of the points you said too, the idea is, you know, Thanksgiving is that time to enjoy your company with friends and family, and we want to take the people out of the kitchen once again by offering this wonderful item that we have. You know, it's a full gamut of turkey dinner. We have the roasted turkey, the savory herb stuffing, giblet gravy, cranberry relish, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, baby carrots, Parker House rolls, and then our fantastic pastry shops put together three beautiful desserts. Apple cranberry cobbler, pecan pie, chocolate pecan pie, sorry, and pumpkin cheesecake.
Boy, that sounds fantastic. Now, I've never done anything like this, so how do you figure, you know, if you're having your guests over, how do you figure out what to get, you know, quantities and so forth?
Well, the meal itself that we provide, it's a set price, and it feeds between 8 to 10 people. They're about 14-pound turkeys, so they're quite a nice-sized turkey. All the sides come already cooked but cold, just for reheating instructions that are included with the package. So the idea is basically you place your order and then come on Thanksgiving Day to pick up your turkey and your sides.
Which is really nice from a lot of these other places, a lot of grocery stores and... you know, some of the other places that I mentioned are closed on Thanksgiving Day. So, you know, I think kind of a big issue is if you've got a 14-pound turkey plus sides and desserts, do you have some place to put all that stuff and keep it refrigerated overnight, right?
Well, we all know at turkey dinner, or Thanksgiving dinner, sorry, it's every pot, every pan, every bowl gets utilized in the cabinets. I mean, that's what it was like at my mom's house growing up, you know. It was, you didn't have enough tools to get the job done.
But right.
That's what we're trying to do this year, is to take all that stress out of it and just, you know, it's been a tradition here at the hotel for the last few years to do this, and it's been a great reception that we've had from our guests.
Yeah, and pretty nice. I mean, a lot of the places that I mentioned are you know, great restaurants, but the Fairmont in Chicago is so well known. I mean, it's really a world class food operation that you have going on there. You know, pretty great that you're going to get some pretty top quality stuff, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a pleasure to be a part of the team. I just joined the team here in June. So it's been great getting to know the staff. They're amazing, amazing crew here. So I can't wait to see what they put together for this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and great to work on Thanksgiving Day too, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the team loves it. I mean, it's fun, right? Getting it's not just cooking one turkey dinner. It's cooking, you know, upwards of 100, 110, 120.
Wow.
You know, so you know, it's quite amazing to see that kind of production go into work.
That's amazing. And after all, you are in the hotel. You are in a 24/7 kind of business anyway, right?
You know, that's right. So the team's quite used to it.
I can imagine that. So do you have to, you know, is there a deadline to get orders in for Thanksgiving at home at the Fairmont?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So we'll be taking orders between, obviously, now and up until Monday, November the 23rd. All orders need to be placed by noon that day.
Oh, okay. So people still have about a week or so to...
Yeah, I got about a week left.
...decide on that. Okay, very good. Well, and I'll give phone numbers and websites and all that stuff in a minute, because I also wanted to just talk about this other thing that you've got going on for the holidays, which is really cool. It's a cookie exchange, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's such a great incentive. Again, this is our second annual Cookie and Cheer Luxury Cookie Exchange. You know, similar concept to the Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving at home dinner, where we're inviting, you know, guests to come and join us and do a little cookie tasting and come in and actually take cookies away. So the idea is you can come and do the cookie exchange and pick out the 3 dozen cookies you like the best, and they'll get packaged up in luxury packaging, and then you can take that away and give those away as gifts or use them at, you know, Christmas parties or whatever you'd like.
So when you say cookie exchange, are people bringing cookies to this event for others to try, or is this something that you and your staff preparing?
Right, exactly. So it'll be the staff here, our wonderful pastry team, putting together all sorts of different cookie creations. I know they've been working on it real hard. We have had a team member put together a hot cocoa cookie with marshmallows, which is absolutely divine. We're going to be showcasing actually our general manager's wife's world famous snickerdoodles. So you know, it's getting the whole hotel involved with it, and it's a lot of fun. So guests do not need to bring anything except themselves. You know, show up and then select and eat their favorite cookies. Myself and the rest of the chef's team will be there on the night to walk, you know, our guests through the different offerings that we have, and so on and so forth.
Okay, so this is going to be on December the 3rd. It is $50 a ticket.
Correct.
So, you know, you come and nosh on cookies all night, and then you wind up leaving with 3 dozen of them.
That's right. I nosh on cookies. I think there's a little bit of bubbles there as well. It's a great way to mingle, and who doesn't like having cookies? I mean, endless amounts, right?
If there is such a person, I don't want to meet them. that's for sure. If you'd like to get more information on the Cookie Exchange, if you'd like to get more information about Thanksgiving at-home dinner from the Fairmont Chicago downtown, 200 North Columbus Drive, to be exact. Phone number is 312-565-6665. You have to call between 9 and 5 p.m. weekdays. Or you can email carly.rick@fairmont.com. Does that all sound correct?
That sounds great, Dean. Yep.
All right. Very good. And you do need to, for the Thanksgiving at home, you need to get your order in by Monday, November 23rd. I'm so glad you could join us. We really appreciate it. It's Chef Atticus Garant, the executive sous chef, Fairmont Chicago Millennium Park. And happy holidays to you, Chef. Thank you for joining us.
You as well, Dean. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's 12:50. More of the Food Time Show, more places to go for Thanksgiving at home from our list, which, by the way, we will be posting online. But if you've got a favorite place where you have done Thanksgiving, you know, where either you've picked up Thanksgiving dinner from someplace or simply gone out to a restaurant and you've got a great place, let us know about it. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. Who's done grocery store Thanksgiving dinners? I've never done it. Our family, you know, we always do cook at home. But I'm curious, you know, if you go to the grocery store, who's done that? Good results? Not so good results? Kind of curious about that. If you've had an experience, 312-981-7200 on WGN. Some questions about dining out for Thanksgiving. Some text questions include, how about vegetarian options? Quite a few texts on that. There are a number of places, and most restaurants have some vegetarian options, but the number one vegetarian Thanksgiving place is called Chicago Diner, and they are in the Lakeview neighborhood. They're on North Halsted near Roscoe, just right off of Roscoe, and they do specifically, strictly vegetarian, vegan Thanksgiving. It's called Chicago Diner. I think it's chicagodiner.com if you want to get more info on that. 708 area code saying, well, second, Uncle Bub's, they are phenomenal. I'll tell you, Uncle Bub's Barbecue, they have fantastic barbecue. But, you know, their smoked turkey, their Thanksgiving spread, also absolutely phenomenal. Hey, Steve, you're on WGN. Hello.
Well, good afternoon, Dean. Vive la France.
Vive la France. Je suis Paris.
Yeah. That's all I know. But I did Jewel. In 1999, we had moved into a brand new house, and we didn't have time to make a big Thanksgiving dinner. And it was actually very good. I was very impressed. It was a butterball turkey, about a 12-pound. Got the stuffing, got the green bean casserole, rolls, and the gravy and everything. And it was actually very good.
Do you remember what it cost?
I believe it was about $40.
Oh, wow. That's a bargain.
And that wasn't bad.
$40. Now, this is 1999, so it's probably a little bit more than that now. But still, yeah. That's, you know, considering that all you got to do is take it home and reheat it, right?
That was it. And we had a brand new stove, so it worked out perfectly.
All right. Steve, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving this year. Thank you so much.
You too, Dean.
Thanks very much. Hi, Barb. You're on WGN.
Hello?
Hi, Barb.
Hi. We went to Shaw's in Schaumburg.
Shaw's Crab House?
Yes, oh. And they have the most fantastic Thanksgiving buffet.
Oh, wow. Tell me about it.
It's wonderful. We bring all the girls up there. They all put dresses on. They get so excited to get to go.
So traditional Thanksgiving things, I would imagine, on this buffet. But because it's Shaw's, I would also imagine a nice selection of seafood also.
Right, seafood too. And they usually roast a lamb and a turkey.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's
and
nice.
And then what they do is they give you the leftover turkey whatever your table hasn't eaten,
uh-huh.
they give it to you to take home with potatoes and gravy.
So you get some leftovers out of the deal. That's a good,
you do.
Great choice. Do you remember what that cost?
$59 a person.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I mean, it stayed with you. You how much you enjoyed it. Barb, I appreciate your call, and I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving this year. Thank you so much.
Oh, I will. I'm going to Shaw's.
Good deal. Anyone else there? Look for Barb. She'll be the one on the buffet line. coming back for thirds. have a great holiday. Thanks. We're going to wrap things up after this.